Hi there, and welcome to Stories of Our Why, a podcast from the West Shore School District. Here we take an inside look into the inspiring experiences behind our students' journeys. I'm Braden Long, Director of Communications for the district. The title Stories of Our Why comes from the district's core mission, Our Why. We are committed to providing students with inspiring and relevant experiences so they may lead meaningful, purposeful, and impactful lives. In this podcast, we hear directly from students who reflect that mission in action. In each episode, we feature student speakers from Cedar Cliff and Redland High Schools and the meaning behind their speeches from Board of School Directors meetings, giving us insight into their achievements and their motivations to grow, lead, and make a difference. Today, we're speaking to Bailey Stevens, a Cedar Cliff senior on the basketball squad in a family full of West Shore alumni who is charting her own path both on and off the court. Here's Bailey's story.
Bailey Stevens, thank you very much. First things first, let's talk about the speech that you made to the Board of School Directors in January and some of the things that you were thinking about whenever you were trying to write and think about what you wanted to say.
Yeah, so I knew my experience was a little bit, like, it's relatable, I think, to a lot of the athletes and students here. Growing up, I wasn't involved in sports until about fifth grade because I saw all my friends getting into sports, so I thought might as well try it out. So I tried out for basketball, and it's been a part of my life ever since then. As I worked my way through up until the high school level, I realized that maybe I wasn't going to be, like, the top of my sport, like I've seen my siblings be in the past. So I decided to take a more academic route, and I focused more on that. And that's kind of where I focused my speech on.
Okay, so why basketball?
Growing up, my sister played and my brother played. My other brother played as well. My mom played, her sister played. So it's kind of just been in my family. My friends started playing, so I was like, might as well. It was like rec at the time, so we kind of like were on different colored teams, and it was just like a good introduction, I thought, so I tried that one out.
So you had quite the family legacy you're trying to live up
yeah.
to. Are they all older than you? Are you the young one?
Yes, I'm the youngest.
Okay, so being the young one of the family comes with its own interesting ways of trying to make not only your own pet mark, but also to continue that family legacy
yes,
as well.
Yes.
So what was that like for you going, we're in fifth grade, what school year were you at?
Ross Moyne.
Okay, so you've been K through 12 West Shore School District the
yes,
entire time. What
yes.
about your what about your mom?
My mom went to Cedar Cliff.
Okay, so yeah. not only a legacy in basketball but also in West Shore.
Yeah.
So you've been Ross Moyne, Allen, Cedar Cliff?
Yeah, Lower Allen first, Ross Moyne, Allen, Cedar Cliff. Yeah.
Very good. So tell me a bit about what that was like growing up watching so much ball being played.
So yeah, like in elementary school, I would always be at my sister's sporting events. She played like a lot of sports, so I was always on the road. Seeing her on the basketball court, it was just like, I always liked the high energy that it brought, so it piqued my interest then. Same with my brothers when I would watch them play.
You mentioned just a second ago about taking a more academic route, but you're still on the team.
Yes.
So I mean, that's worth it. That's worth its salt and its merits on its own, no matter
yeah.
what your brothers and sisters have done.
Yes. It's definitely, I would credit it to the environment. Everyone is always laughing on the team. It's just like, and the coach Wyatt, he just makes it so inviting, and you're never scared of like making a mistake. It's more like, it's better to make mistakes so you can learn from them. So it's definitely the environment that keeps me going.
How do you take those lessons with you into the classroom?
I take them a lot. I would say, like, for example, on a test, if you do bad on it, you know, maybe you learn from that and you start studying more and then do better the next test. Same with, like, in basketball, you know, you make a mistake, you know, you ask your coach maybe, what can I do better? You try and keep practicing that and then you'll do it in the game.
So let's talk a little bit about your future plans.
I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life until like a few months ago. I was kind of always thinking like the physical therapist route. But just recently I realized biomedical engineering might be best for me because I realized like the medical field was always something that interested me. So that's why I was kind of going with physical therapy. But I kind of wanted to help people more like indirectly by like making prosthetics. That's kind of where I want to like aim my focus at with biomedical engineering.
How did you come to that?
Just like knowing I do well in math, and then like I've taken AP Chem, AP Bio, and I like succeeded pretty well, and I'm like doing well in AP Bio right now. So I kind of figured like this might be like a route And it interested me as well.
But it takes a very specific interest for a word you just said, prosthetics.
Yes.
So why does that stand out in your mind?
It's just like the making of them. I want to help people. That's like a big thing about me. I'm very like empathetic and I want to make people's lives better. So the fact that I can work with making these prosthetics and like advancing them to make people's lives easier, that's mainly it.
Very good. Does that differ from the family path that you mentioned was all that was sports related?
Yeah. I mean, my sister, she's going into like the nursing area. My brother, he's more like business. So it's like a mix of both.
We like a wide variety of contributions to the community. So no worries. So tell me a bit more about your speech. You mentioned basketball and academics, everything. Was there anything more in there that you believed you intentionally wanted to include to tell your story at Cedar Cliff and through your journey at West Shore?
Yeah, probably the amount of clubs I've been involved in. I'm in National Honor Society, Student Council, Key Club, when I was in my sophomore and junior year, I took part in a club called Helping Hands, and it was where a group of students went over to Highland, and we worked with like a teacher and assisted her in the classroom with students who might need extra help. And I was kind of doing that just to like, you know, broaden my horizons and see if maybe teaching would be something I was interested in. And I'm a firm believer that like, it's better to know just as much what you don't want to do as what you want to do. So I realized that teaching probably wasn't for me, but I still found the experience very helpful because it allowed me to see like maybe teaching isn't what I want to do, but like helping people is still something I'm interested in.
So tell me, what are your future plans?
I want to go and major in biomedical engineering.
Anything else that you want to talk about that we haven't discussed that you think is important to mention, whether it's a family legacy, a basketball memory, a club thing, a Cedar Cliff specific thing?
Yeah, with the clubs, I'm also vice president of a club that we started just this year. It's called Future Medical Professionals Club. And really, we just bring in a bunch of medical professions so people can learn about them and just like get more involved and see if like the medical field is something people would be interested in.
How did that become a thing that you wanted to organize?
So this year when I realized like the medical field is what I want to stick with, something in that area, me and my friend, we kind of put this together and she's going to be a PA, go in that direction. So yeah, we kind of worked with that. We were like, okay, this could help people because different like careers are going to come in. They could learn like maybe this is for them, maybe it's not for them. And we just wanted more people to like have that opportunity to see if that is something they want to do.
So take me through a regular meeting of the club.
So we get there, we have a presentation, we tell them what we're going to be learning. Maybe it's something like key information they want to know. If we bring a speaker in, we'll do that. And then the speaker will speak. We just had a physical therapist come in. Sometimes we'll have snacks or we'll play like a game.
Something. What's your presentations usually about?
They're usually about just like what we're going to be doing in the meeting. We'll introduce ourselves. Just stuff like that, maybe key medical information you need to know for the game, stuff like that.
How many members?
Members, I want to say like 20 some.
So you went from it went from a club not existing to finding 20 individuals in a year.
Yes, our very first meeting was successful.
And that was our conversation with Bailey Stevens. We hope her creativity, determination, and sense of community stays with you as we end this episode. You can expect more stories of our why from our student speakers throughout the year, available on the West Shore School District website and in our monthly newsletters. I'm Braden Long. Until next time.